Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and today we will be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes, the eighth and ninth Mishnayos. Mishnah Ches says, Lochin gas be'uta min hagoy, afal pi shehu noto biyado v'nosin letapuach. One may purchase a press, a wine press, full of tread grapes from a non-Jew, even though the non-Jew takes by hand and places them into the pile of grapes. And that he touches does not become considered libation wine, ad sheyered labor, until it goes down into the vat. Yorad labor, once it goes into the vat, masha babor aser, that which he touches in the vat is prohibited, vahashar mutar, but the rest is still permitted. Now, it's important to say, and as we'll see in the Bar Neuro, this Mishnah does not reflect the halacha. This Mishnah is what's called a Mishnah Rishona, an early version of the Mishnah, and it does not reflect later developments. So that's important to keep in mind. Let's look at the Bar Neuro. Gas be'uta, a wine press full of tread grapes. Sheba'ata v'darcha nachri, so these grapes were tread on by the idolatrous owner. Afal pishu noto biyado, even though he takes it by hand. Anavim mitoch hayayin, he takes grapes from the wine. V'nosin l'tapuach, and he places them in the pile. Makom asifas ha'anavim ha'asoi kemingal, so it was the pile of grapes, kore tapuach, and it was called a tapuach, which is our word for an apple. V'savar tana didan, de'eno nase yayin nesach ad she'yered labor. And even though he's scooping these grapes out of the liquid, the Tana of this Mishnah is of the opinion that it doesn't become idolatrous wine, libation wine, until it goes down into the vat. Vizu Mishnah Rishonahi, and this is an earlier version of the Mishnah, ve'eno halacha, and it does not reflect the final law. Elakivan shemasil hayayin lehemshech, but rather as the liquid starts to come out of the grapes, nase yayin nesach, it's immediately considered libation wine. But according to the Tana of this Mishnah, what's in the vat is what's prohibited, masha babor aser, im yagabo nachri achrehein. If the non-Jew, if the idolater, touches the wine in the vat after it collects there, that's when it becomes prohibited. Continuing with the same Tana, and again, a halacha that is not in accordance with our final practice, in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Tes, Dorachinim Hagoy Bagas, one may tread grapes with an idolater, with a non-Jew in the vat, of a lo botzer nimo, but one may not pick grapes with him. Yisrael shehu osib betuma, and if a Jew is working with grapes and he's in a state of impurity, lo dorachin velo botzer nimo, one may neither tread nor may one pick with him. Aval malichinimo chavios lagas, but one may carry barrels to the vat with him, umivianimo minhagas, and one may take barrels away from the vat with him. Nachtom shu osa betuma, if a Jewish baker is working in a state of impurity, lo lashin velo orchin imo, one may neither knead the dough nor roll the dough with him. Aval malichinimo pasla palter, but one may carry bread to the bakery with him. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. Dorchin im hanachri bagas. So according to the first Tana, one may tread grapes with the idolater in a vat. Velo amrinan mishtaker beisurei hanahu. And we don't say that he's benefiting from things from which he cannot have any benefit, because one's not allowed to have any benefit at all from libation wine. Dafila bishsia savar hai Tana deshari. Even when it comes to drinking, this Tana would hold that it's permitted. So he holds it's a completely permitted item, calls manchlo yard labor, until it collects in the vat, as we said in the previous Mishnah. Umishum gorim tumaleka, and there's no issue here of causing something to become impure. Shemishashe darach behem hanachri ma'at nitmu, because as soon as the non-Jew starts to tread on the grapes, they become impure. V'nimtza she'ein ha'yisrael gorim hatumah. So we see that the Jew isn't doing anything at all to cause this state of impurity to come about. That's already done even before he gets involved. Of a low boats for Nemo, but he may not pick grapes with him. Lefisha nosna begas tamea, because they put them into an impure vat. Vahanachri matame ha'anavim b'mago, and the non-Jew impurifies the grapes by touching. Vahyisrael ha'boats rimo garim tuma. So therefore, by participating in this process, by picking with him, then the Jew is facilitating the produce becoming impure. The Savar ha'itana, and the Tana of this Mishnah, believes, Asr l'garim tuma l'chulin sheba Eretz Yisrael v'afilu heim shel nachri. He's of the opinion that one is not allowed to cause something to become impure from the produce of Israel, even if it belongs to a non-Jew. Ve'en halacha kamishna zu. And once again, the halacha does not follow this Tana when he tells us this. The kaim alon, because we've established, kivan shemaskil hayayin lehemshech, once the wine starts to exude from the grapes, nasa yayin nesech, it's immediately considered libation wine, hilkach ein dorchin im hanachri bagas, therefore one may not trade grapes with the idolater in his vat. So the first part of the Mishnah, we disagree in terms of halacha. The kaim alon, and we've also established, mutzir legarim tuma l'chulin shel Beis Yisrael kisha chulin hem shel nachri, that we are allowed to cause the produce of Eretz Yisrael to become ritually impure when it belongs to a non-Jew, because there's no practical difference. Hilkach botzer mem hanachri, therefore we may pick grapes with the idolater. So both of these halachas stated by that Tana, we disagree with in the final analysis. And even though he causes the produce, it's not sanctified produce, there's no problem with causing it to become impure. It just has no practical application. Umihu, however, Yisrael habotzer karmel lechatchila lo yikach nachri imo afilu lahavi anavim legas. Optimally, a Jew should not hire a non-Jew to bring grapes to the wine vat or work in his vineyard. So it is something that we should try to avoid. Yisrael ha'osa perasav betumah, if a Jew is working his own produce in a state of impurity, so there we can neither trade grapes with him, nor can we pick with him. Over averahu, because he's violating an avera. Lefishu matame ha'trumas v'ha'maisra shebehen, because he's causing the truma and the maisras, he's causing the tithes and the other portions of his produce to become ritually impure and therefore no good. Hilkach asr l'sayo, therefore we're not allowed to help him, k'dei shelo yehrogu b'kach, because people should not get accustomed to such things. Aval malichin imo chavios, but we can bring barrels, rekanios legas, we can carry empty ones to the vat, umivin umo, and we can take barrels away, Chavios maleos minhagas. We can fill them up and once they're full, take them away from the vet. Demaida hava hava, because what was, was. Ma'achar shenitmu mutter, litein hayayin b'chavios tameos. So once the wine is already impure, there's no problem with putting it into impure barrels. And even though the Bartner doesn't talk about it, this is also the logic underlying the third section of our Mishnah, which talks about the Jewish baker who works in Tumah. So we can't knead with him, we can't roll with him, because we can't help him make the dough tame, impure. But once it's impure bread, we can certainly help him carry it to the bakery. There's no harm in that. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Tess. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.